The pros and cons of 3D printers.
We all know how a photocopier works. You press a button and a copy of a page comes out. Simple. 3D printers work on a similar basis. But instead of printing out a page, you get a 3D copy of a real object. But just how practical are they?
You can make just about anything with a 3D printer, as long as it's plastic. Cups, toys, plates, bottles, spoons, knives. Scientists are even experimenting with 3D printing techniques to create replacement body parts, including ears and noses, and possibly even internal organs one day.
The printing process is fairly complex. Working from a 3D digital plan, the printer adds layer upon layer of plastic until the object is completed. 3D printers can be used to make complex machines. For example, Ivan Sench of Auckland, New Zealand, printed off car parts so he could build a replica of an Aston Martin DB4 sports car. And high-tech gunsmith group Defence Distributed built and test-fired the world's first 3D printed firearm.
So, how practical are 3D printers? Unfortunately, there are several issues. For a start, they're pretty expensive. Even a fairly basic one can cost about $1,000, with more complex versions costing up to $500,000. However, prices are dropping, and Microsoft is adding 3D printing support to Windows 8.1, which could help stimulate the market.
3D printers are also pretty difficult to use. Unless you're really into technology, you're going to have a hard time with them. On top of that, 3D printers can't create fully formed gadgets, complete with moving parts. To do that, you've got to print off the parts, then put them together yourself, adding in anything that can't be printed, screws, rubber bands, circuit boards, and so on.
Finally, there are also potential legal issues. Will we be able to print off Lego blocks for our kids? And what about spare parts for the dishwasher? Or a new handle for the fridge? The companies who own the copyright for these products won't be happy about this and could start legal proceedings for copyright infringement.
Will you be getting a 3D printer anytime soon?